Okay, welcome. Parshat Vayigash. This is the second time in Parshat Vayigash we have when Yaakov had a dream at night and Hashem appears to him in the dream. We already had Yaakov having a dream when he was fleeing the first time, when he was running to Laban's house. Hashem came to him in the dream. That was the dream with the ladder and the angels going up and down the ladder. And now again, Yaakov is leaving Eretz Yisrael, going to Mitzrayim. Right? Yosef's alive, and he's going to see Yosef. And once again, there he has a dream, and Hashem comes to him again. This is something that, so far at least, is unique to Yaakov. Avram may have had visions, Hashem speaking to him, dreams. Yitzchak had them as well. Yaakov is getting them at night, and it's happened twice. And both of them are happening when Yaakov is on his way out of Eretz Yisrael. And the Reshet Chachma sees a message in that. He says, even when you are going out into Galus, the Shechina comes with you, right? We say, Galus Babel, Shechina Imahem. Am Yisrael left, the Shechina went with them. And it's not by chance that Avraham Avinu was talking Shacharis and Yitzchak Mincha, and Yaakov is the one who did Mariv, because Mariv is the one. If the Tefillot are, you know, we said Keneged Avo Tiknum, but we also have Keneged Korbano Tiknum. So we have the Korban Tamid Shel Shachar. We have the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Arabayim. What do we have at night? What we have at night is Rishut, right? Tefillot Arvit Rishut. Why? Because it's based on the Korban of the night. What were the Korban of the night? There were no Korban of the night. If you started bringing Korbanot during the day, if you shechted the Korban and you did the Zrikat Adam, so then at night you're allowed to burn the other parts. And because they had that avodah at night, we have Mariv at night. Well, doesn't that fit very nicely? When do you have avodah at night? When you have the avodah starting during the day. You're going out into Galus, Yaakov? Hashem's Shechina is going to be with you in Galus. You know why? Because it was with you there in Eretz Yisrael as well. Meaning, as long as when you Mizeh Yatzalanu Musar Haskel Shekasher Yisrael Ochsim Ala Kabbalah Nuotav Olchim Bedarchev Limudei Avotechem Az Yisraeli Ugoi Eitan Atik Yomin Asher Neglu Elav Elokim Biyot HaMikdash Vachono Az Shereh Shechina Imahem Gam Bechutz Laaretz Gam Balayla. Says the Meshech Chachma, if you Am Yisrael does what they were supposed to, and they did what they were supposed to in Eretz Yisrael with the Mikdash, so then even when they go to Galus, that continues. B'zman sheshachru brit avoteihem, but if they don't do what their forefathers taught them, they don't do the mitzvot, einam hochim d'rachayim, they're not following that path, then when they're alone, in Shechina Shor B'chutz La'aretz, there can be no Shechina there. So that happens. We know that they're Nevi'im. Nevi'im can only have Nevu'ah in Eretz Yisrael. Yet Chazal tell us that the Navi started in Eretz Yisrael and then went to Chutz La'aretz, he could get Nevu'ah in Chutz La'aretz. It's all the same idea. As long as when you're doing it properly in the right place, then when you go and you keep doing things properly, it can stay with you. That is a wonderful message for all of us all the time, meaning there are times when we're going to be in yeshiva and there are times when we have life's demands and life's commitments that we have to be elsewhere. So if we keep doing exactly what we were doing when we were in yeshiva and able to do it, then we can keep having that success and that hashrad hashchina in our learning when we're out of yeshiva as well. It's true about your learning, it's true about all your midos and everything, all your interactions. If you keep acting the way you were supposed to, the way you used to, when you were doing it properly and it was the wonderful environment that it was, so even when you're out of that environment, if you continue acting in that way, you might still have Hashem Veshchina, you might still have Hashem success, you might still have the spiritual success that you had when the Shechina was with you, when you were in Eretz Yisrael, when you had the Makom HaMikdash. So that is the message the Meshech Chachma sees. Yaakov Avinu specifically has two dreams at night when he's leaving at Eretz Yisrael. The night is Galus. even in Galus, the Shechina is with you. Why? Because you're staying, you're remaining Yaakov Avinu. You're Yaakov Avinu when you're in Eretz Yisrael, and you're Yaakov Avinu even when you're in Chutz La'aretz, and therefore even in Chutz La'aretz, Yancha Hashem Yom Sarah Yisagev Hashem L'chei Yaakov, that Hashem can appear to him even at night.
Thank you.